can you use for bait with saltwater fish?
Shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
They got the fish out there, they keep fresh shrimp all the time, they're alive.
Mm-hmm.
And you go there and buy them, and as long as they're alive, well, they're all right.
Mm-hmm.
That is. But if they die in just a few minutes, they're done gone. Just can't even hook a hook in them, they're so tender.
Mm-hmm. What about the, something they get from the salt water? They take these tongs out and pick them up. Things that they come in shells and pearls are supposed to.
That's crab.
Uh-huh. What else besides crabs do they get?
Huh?
What else besides crabs?
You get crabs and now a stingray is not eatable.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them that long.
Mm. They're the things that if you step on them, they...
Yeah, they got a long tail behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And the stinger's in the end of that tail. And if you step on them or something like that, you'll flop that tail over and pull it too. Well, I don't know. There's carp and... you know what that carp is?
What?
It's the goldfish that we have around here.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hmm. And they're good to eat, huh?
Well, I guess so, but then... I got some back there now, but you sure don't want to use one for live bait fish with.
Why not?
Well, the law would just put you under jail if they catch you using one.
If you use carp for bait?
Yeah.
Why they put you in jail?
Well, they're edible fish. Up the custom, well, man, they get in the carp, they think they got something good.
Mm-hmm. What kind of fish can you use for bait here?
Well, I don't know. I haven't read the law this year, but up until this year you can use over a little, what we call a warm-out perch, about the beat of your finger.
Mm-hmm.
Your finger. You can use it, but you can't buy them, and you can't sell them, and nothing else. You've got to catch them yourself and use them yourself.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned minnows.
Minnows.
What is a minnow?
It's a little smaller fish. About that long.
About as long as your finger?
Yeah.
Would you call the little perch a minnow?
No, now there's a minnow and a perch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's several different minnows is what we call a top water bird. See, yeah. They're on top of the water all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a Missouri minnow. We have to order these from the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the mud minnow.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's a hardy old scout. He's plenty alive.
Mm-hmm.
And several other different kinds. I'd rather have the Missouri minnow and the top water minnow.
Mm-hmm. What about something you could dig up to use for bait?
Earthworms.
Uh-huh.
Earthworms and wiggles.
Uh-huh.
And well, now that's about all it's good for is brim. Brim. About all it's good for.
Bass don't strike?
Bass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you take a little bass like that, that ain't fit for anything. He'll eat anything you get a hold of.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to make a big fish out of his
something that, well, it's from salt water, that pearls grow in.
Oysters?
Uh-huh. And this is something that, it being a freshwater stream, say if you lifted up a rock, you could see it, and it
crawfish.
Uh-huh. Do people eat those around here?
Yeah. They call them lobsters in the salt water.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all the same thing. Now we use those for catching warm-mouth perch.
Mm-hmm.
Get them just about that long.
About as long as a half your finger?
Uh-huh. Put them on your hook and swim out there for the warm-mouth perch anywhere about it, you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.